From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. News that the U.S. has been in recession for the last year and the massive fall yesterday on Wall Street have hit confidence on the global stock markets. Larry Miller has a report from London.
Europe's main indices opened down, but early morning trading is mixed. Earlier, shares in Asia fell sharply. Tokyo closed down 6.4%. Hong Kong dropped more than 5%. The Australian Central Bank chopped 1% off its interest rate to the lowest level in 6 years. Japan's Central Bank hopes to thaw frozen credit there by making it easier for banks to borrow money using their debt as collateral. The oil price dropped to its lowest level in 3 years. Investor confidence was hit by figures showing the U.S. has been in recession for the last year, as well as yesterday's 7.7% plunge in the Dow. A London-based head of equities said this will be a very bad recession. At some point next year, there'll be a great opportunity to get into equities, but not quite yet. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
With the nation's major domestic automakers poised to report what are likely to be weak November sales numbers, they're also rushing to meet a deadline to finish restructuring plans demanded by the Congress. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
While none of the U.S. automakers are releasing details for GM, Ford, and Chrysler, any plan will likely include selling key brands, capping executive compensation, and reaching agreement with the United Auto Workers Union. Analysts say GM may consider dropping or selling its Pontiac, Saab, or Saturn brands. Number two domestic automaker Ford has said it's reviewing the possibility of selling or spinning off Swedish luxury car maker Volvo. Chrysler, the company most in need of financial aid, will have to make the case for obtaining federal dollars while simultaneously trying to negotiate a sale of the company. Meanwhile, the heads of the big three, who came under fire for flying to Washington aboard separate private jets last time they were in town, are expected to get to Washington using more modest means of transport this time around. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.
Engineers and technical workers at Boeing have voted to ratify new contracts. This means 4 years of labor peace at the company's commercial airplane operations. 79% of the members in the professional unit of the Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace voted for the deal. Union spokesman Bill Dugovich says the vote was 69% for ratification in the technical unit. The agreements were reached November 14th. They include pay raises averaging 5% a year, higher pension payments, and improved medical coverage with small cost increases for employees. Oil prices fell to a three-year low in European trading today as more bleak U.S. economic news and plunging stock prices darkened investor expectations for crude demand. Light crude for January delivery was down 71 cents to $48.57 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. China now says 6 babies died and almost 300,000 children were sickened by drinking tainted milk. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai.
This is the first time since September that the government has revised its tally from this scandal. It now says 294,000 children, or 6 times more than previously reported, were sickened from drinking milk contaminated with the industrial chemical melamine. Melamine can produce kidney stones and in serious cases cause kidney failure. Xinhua News Agency said most of the children had sand-like stones in their urinary tracts. But 861 children are still in hospital. This scandal rocked faith in Chinese food products as it spread down the food chain, leading to a string of international recalls of products containing Chinese-made milk. It's still not clear whether the Chinese victims of this scandal will receive any compensation. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
The nation's governors are facing severe cutbacks in state services, and yesterday they asked for at least $40 billion to help pay for health care for the poor and disabled. They plan to make the case today in Philadelphia when they meet with President-elect Barack Obama. The governors are also pressing for as much as $136 billion worth of infrastructure projects, such as road and bridge repairs. The request comes as Congress and Mr. Obama prepare economic recovery legislation that the president-elect hopes to sign immediately upon taking office. For states, the recession has meant big reductions in tax revenues. Some 43 of the 50 states have budget deficits. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.